Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I want to thank you for joining me. We're going to continue right on in a message that I've entitled Taking Hold of the Scarlet Thread. And we were looking at a passage of scripture found in the second chapter of Joshua. This is their initial conquest of Canaan. The Lord was commanding Moses to anoint his servant, his minister, Joshua, to take his place. And the very first test they had was to cross the Jordan and to conquer the large fortified city of Jericho. Before that was done, Joshua sent a couple spies into the area to check out the region as well as the city. And we discovered a woman by the name of Rahab, who gave them sanctuary, hid them from the king, and as a result, her life and that of her entire household, her entire extended family, was spared when the Israelites conquered the city. So in verse 18 of that second chapter, we hear the specific instructions of the two spies to Rahab. They said, in verse 18, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee." And of course it goes on to say that if they will stay inside the house, they will be spared, they will be safe. If they went out, the spies would be free, they'd be guiltless of the oath that they had sworn. And so that is what she did. Notice that that scarlet thread is strong enough to bear the weight, if you will, of the worst sinner. And it's strong enough to hold whosoever will take hold of it. It wasn't just a thread. It had to be a substantial cord or rope to be able to bear the weight of a strong man going down it, because she let them down over the wall. Now, Rahab was obviously, in her time, considered one of the worst women around. She was a harlot, and most people would consider her the lowest of all women. But at the same time, there was a time in her life when she heard of the children of God. She told the spies that all of Jericho had heard what God had done in behalf of his people, the people of Israel. She heard that there was a God who was alive and all-powerful, the God of Israel, the one who had divided the Red Sea and saved Israel from the hands of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. A most amazing, astounding miracle. The water stood up in a heap, and they were able, the people of Israel, to cross over on dry land. But when the Egyptians began to pursue them, their chariot wheels began to be stuck in the mud, and the waters poured over them, and Miriam and the women rejoiced. The horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. God promised they would see their enemies no more. And so this woman heard about the God of Israel, that of the exploits that he had done for his people. She had heard how he had defeated the enemies of Israel of on the other side of Jordan. It was the king of Sihon and Og. And so she had a choice to make, just as people today have a choice to make. She could turn the spies over to the king, and they surely would have been killed, or she could choose to hide them. And beloved, every one of us has a choice, and I believe God is a God of love and mercy, and I don't believe anyone will be sent to hell unless they have an opportunity to accept or reject the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why The Word of God tells us that the gospel of this kingdom will be preached unto the uttermost parts of the earth, because God would be unjust to sentence someone to everlasting punishment if they never heard about Jesus, if they never had a chance to receive him as Savior. And many times people are, especially in this nation, you know, they've been around Christianity, they harden their hearts, but eventually God knows how to break down that stubbornness, that self-will and rebellion, if they will open their hearts to receive the truth. So going back to Rahab, right then and there, this woman who was an outcast from good society, if you will, made a choice. She chose to be on the side of God. She chose to be a good woman, to forsake her former lifestyle. She had established her home up on top of the wall where she might be the first one to see Israel and hear of Israel's God. And the result was not only that did she save the life of the spies, but she saved her own life with that cord of life, that scarlet thread. And not only her life, but the life of her loved ones. Beloved, we can take great hope and encouragement through that word. Remember the Philippian jailer, when the Lord sent a miracle, an earthquake, and the apostles were released. He said, he cried out, he said, what can I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy household. So there's a powerful promise to us, beloved. As we stand faithful to God, we can expect that our life of obedience, our life of testimony, our prayers will cover our families, our loved ones with that scarlet thread. That scarlet thread hung out the window, but everyone within that house was included with the safety and protection of God. Now, remember, it was only Rahab who made that confession, but as she drew into safety the members of her family, her loved ones, her father's household, obviously they had that opportunity as well to believe in the God of Israel. And they also were spared because they saw the miracles that God did and the goodness of the Lord. The spies kept their word and they all were saved. Praise God. So that scarlet thread, beloved, that cord was strong enough to save that little, weak, low woman. She was just a harlot, but her faith, she's mentioned later on in the New Testament about one of the heroes of faith, her faith brought a change in her life, and she was changed. She was saved. Her life was spared. When everyone else in Jericho died, her life and those who chose to come with her came under the protection of that scarlet thread. The writer of Hebrews tells us in the 11th chapter and in verses 30 and 31, by faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not when she had received the spies with peace. Beloved, it doesn't matter what your past was like. It doesn't make any difference how bad you are, even at this moment, how you may have failed the Lord, you might be backslid. Jesus Christ, beloved, saves to the uttermost. It doesn't make any difference how many there may be in your family. Jesus Christ saves to the uttermost. That scarlet thread still reaches down to you today, to whomsoever will, and it's strong enough, beloved, to hold you and to anyone who will come with you. That wicked woman had a father and mother living. She still had brothers and sisters living and servants. And when the children of Israel compassed the walls of Jericho round about, and on the seventh day blew those trumpets, they gave the shout of victory. The walls came tumbling down. And when they marched into Jericho to destroy the enemies of God, that scarlet thread was the very thing that saved the whole family. Think of it, beloved. We are living in the end of days. We are living, beloved, in a time when the return of Jesus Christ draws ever near. And those who will hear the words of life, those who will accept the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel, those of of who are willing to cast themselves upon the mercy of the Lord, those who are willing to turn from their wicked ways, to acknowledge their sins, to acknowledge their need for a Savior, to acknowledge that they made a mess of their life. They haven't been able to find the answers, to find the solutions for joy and for happiness and fulfillment. Everyone who is willing, whomsoever will, may come and drink freely of the waters of life. Beloved, God is reaching out to us today. He is telling us that God puts no restrictions on anyone. It doesn't matter how old, how young, what race, what kind of background they've been. They could be the very worst of sinners. The heart of God is open to whomsoever will. He is not willing that any should perish. Some of you may be listening now, and maybe you've walked away from the Lord. You know your life is not what it should be. Some of you may never have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But beloved, what can I say to you? You know, the natural man, the mind of man, is arrogant, intellectually arrogant. We're convinced, especially in today's society and world, there's a multiplicity of choices. There's got to be, the carnal man rejects the thought that there's only one way. We revolt against that. But beloved, if you are not happy in your life, if you don't have answers, then God is speaking to you to come to Him. Cast aside doubts. Allow Him to be proven real in your life. Let me just pray. Father, those who've never accepted you, Father, open their hearts and let them receive Jesus as their Savior, and lead them in a life and in a way that will bring fulfillment to them spiritually, to give satisfaction to their life, to give them the peace and joy that they've longed for. And those, Father, who have walked away from you, thank you for that precious blood of Jesus that covers and cleanses from all sin. When we repent of our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I release that power, that cleansing flow from Calvary right now to every heart that is receiving. And Father, I thank you that you will lead us in the way everlasting in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, praise God, beloved. I thank you for sharing this time with me. If you've prayed with me, I do invite you to write. I'll share some things to strengthen your faith and encourage you in the decision that you've made. The announcer is going to give our contact information. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.